just as if a man, any man, could keep a kitchen properly, the ladies said. So they were not surprised when the smell developed. It was another link between the gross teeming world and the high and mighty Griersons. A neighbour, a woman, complained to the mayor, Judge Stevens, 80 years old.
But what will you have me do about it, madam? He said.
Why, send her word to stop it, the woman said. Isn't there a law?
I'm sure that won't be necessary, Judge Stevens said. It's probably just a snake or a rat that nigger of hers killed in the yard. I'll speak to him about it.
The next day, he received two more complaints, one from a man who came in diffident deprecation.
We really must do something about it, Judge. I'd be the last one in the world to bother Miss Emily, but we've got to do something.
That night, the board of aldermen met, three grey beards and one younger man, a member of the rising generation.
It's simple enough, he said. Send her word to have her place cleaned up. Give her a certain time to do it in, and if she don't...
Damn it, sir, Judge Stevens said. Will you accuse a lady to her face of smelling bad?
So, the next night, after midnight, four men crossed Miss Emily's lawn and slunk about the house like burglars, sniffing along the base of the brickwork and at the cellar openings, while one of them performed a regular sewing motion with his hand out of a sack slung from his shoulder. They broke open the cellar door and sprinkled lime there, and in all the outbuildings. As they recrossed the lawn, a window that had been dark was lighted, and Miss Emily sat in it, the light behind her, and her upright torso motionless as that of an idol. They crept quietly across the lawn and into the shadow of the locusts that lined the street. After a week or two, the smell went away.